Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Teammates of yours who were frustrated that fans were booing. Does that bother you?
I was, of course. I don't know. I don't know. I was frustrated. I definitely think I told a fan to quiet down and, non-polite way.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. He said please and thank you. Please shut up, fan. Thank you.
There's been a few Patriots on the radio today. I don't think they've helped their cause whatsoever.
No, this is a team that desperately needed a 16-game schedule.
Yeah.
This extra week is killing
17
them.
Is just murdering
15
them right
would
now.
Have been perfect, actually. And after that Bills game.
15
Cole
was ideal.
Cole lost to the Bills.
Mayo survives.
You're all right. Hey, guys, I know it's a losing streak, but you played Josh Allen tough. These last 2 weeks, they haven't even played the last game yet, has been a slog.
It has been
rough for these guys.
Now that Jelani Tavai had the brilliant idea, we haven't even played you the full clip. We'll play it for you coming up.
Yeah.
But now that Jelani Tavai had the brilliant idea of calling the fan base out.
Take on the fans. Smart.
Sunday is going to be uglier than I thought. Yeah. We had people texting earlier. They're like, I'll pay $27 to go in there and boo. It's $27 get-in price. I'll pay $27 just to go in there and boo their asses.
2.5 hams. Get in there. Hopefully it's a nice day. What's the weather going to be like on Sunday?
I don't know.
We got a decent day.
Oh, I think it's supposed to be chilly. Cold? I think we got a massive 20s? Cold front coming in. Yeah.
How about that wind yesterday? Did you guys survive that wind?
So windy. Well, I'm here, but it's so windy.
Good point.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah,
I made it in.
But barely, though.
Man, it was windy.
Yeah.
Cool to the core, too. But, yeah, so it's going to be cold, but people are going to be mad. So it's probably going to be, what would you say, kickoff? Half full? Or you're more of a half-empty guy.
Yeah, half-empty is what I would say. You're right,
Smoked
Keith.
Him.
And I would say, maybe.
Or like 60%,
maybe
70%.
Maybe it trickles in a little bit throughout the game, maybe.
But then it's one of those things, too, where you're like, it's going to quickly, I think, turn into Jacoby Brissett versus Mitch Trubisky.
Where's everybody at?
Or Joe Milton.
I hope it's Milton.
I hope it's Milton, too. But how much do you really need to see of that? Or how much?
But if I'm
it's
a
better
fan,
than Brissett. True, true.
I'm a paying customer. Yeah. I paid my hard-earned $27 right. on the secondary market. I'm a paying customer. I don't want to see Jacoby Brissett. I want to see Joe Milton. If it's not Drake May, I want to see Joe Milton.
If you are somebody, though, that already paid before the year began, season ticket holder or whatever.
I still want to see Joe Milton.
And you're like, I got Josh Allen, Drake May tickets.
No, you don't.
Final week of the year.
Come in. For all the marbles.
This is for the division. No, you're not a psycho. You didn't think that
for
was.
For all the Tostitos.
You didn't think it was that. Now, you probably didn't realize it was going to be for the number one pick.
Nope.
Probably didn't think that was going to be on the case. But, yeah, Jelani Tavai taking a real bold stance to call out the fans.
He did. And by the way, he didn't help his teammate, Dietrich Wise, who came on here earlier today and had to read from on a hostage cam.
Did a good job, though.
Pre-prepared. Well, he started well.
But then he ran out of words, and then he was like, there's more interview left? I do like Dietrich Wise. He was in a tough spot. But I don't like what he said. And no. We gave him a chance to clarify.
You
I don't
call
know,
the fans spoiled.
Yeah. Which
you said you got to be with us, not against us.
Yeah, that I don't.
Okay. And then you said your words were misconstrued. So like that, I like Dietrich Wise too. He's been very good to us. I like when he comes on and asks us questions. Oh, I like him.
Puts us in the hot seat.
He does. He has every opportunity to put us in the hot seat every week. He hasn't really done it, to his credit.
But he today was
so he didn't help anything, but he was put in a bad spot by Jelani Tavai today.
Yep.
So if you missed Dietrich Wise, it's on the Odyssey app. We're going to replay some of that later on in the show. Here's the one that has people real hot and bothered.
Oh, yeah.
Real pissed.
Yep.
This was Jelani Tavai.
Patriots linebacker, for those that don't know.
you might not really be familiar with his work.
Yeah.
Outside of listening to him every week on the Greg Hill Show, where he largely says nothing, he finally decided to say something. And, here's what he said about you, the fans out there.
There's a reason why they're fans. Everybody can say what they think that we should be doing, but in the long end, they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing or whatever the Crafts are doing. You know, they're fans. And I appreciate them at times, but sometimes they just got to know their place and just, you know, understand that it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in one day, you know, and there's been, like I said before in another interview, there's been teams that have shown, you know, a work in progress team, you know, like the Lions, 4 years ago when Dan Campbell took over, what were their record?
They had 3 wins.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys remember what their record was?
Yeah, 3-13, I believe it was.
Oh, okay.
Know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
There's so many great parts of that. Many great ones, including him thinking he had like a walk-off line.
Let's start at the end. Yeah.
We're the Lions. You're not the Lions. You were on the Lions.
Oh, what were the Lions?
We're the Lions.
3-win team?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But you know what you said right before that? Rome wasn't built in a day. Nope. Classic line. Mm-hmm. And like it's a work in progress, right? Mm. Are they showing signs of improvement?
Nope. No.
The answer is no. Are they actually showing signs of regression?
Yes.
You're not the Lions. The Lions were 3-13. Wiggy got him. Wiggy knew the trivia answer on that when he's like, do you guys know what the Lions record was?
Like 3. And he's like, what? 3.
You guys don't know it, do you?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, 3-13. They won 3 of their final 6 games. They showed significant improvement from where they were. Now, they were at the bottom. They were the laughing stock of the league.
You went from 4 wins to 3.
You've gotten less wins.
Yes.
You also won your first game of the year.
Correct.
So do the math on that. What's the record recently?
You're going to finish.
When was the last time they won a game?
You're going to finish with 7 straight losses. They beat Chicago.
You've won 2 home games
Somebody
in 2 years.
Somebody had to win that one. That's amazing. I didn't know that until today.
2 home games in 2 years.
I heard Greg say that today. I didn't know that.
Staggering. Staggering. And the fans can't boo then?
No. They show up. They pay cash.
Cheer.
They show up. They cheer most of the time.
Let me know when
they watch
cheer.
You lose. They watch you get your ass kicked every single week. You've won twice at home in 2 years.
Rewatch that
and
Chargers
you're like,
game.
Hey, why are you booing? What's wrong with you?
Rewatch the Chargers game. Outside of the Drake May, oh, there's a flag on the field, free play, huck it to Pop Douglas for the touchdown. Besides that, when were we supposed to cheer?
Chargers fans were literally laughing at Patriots fans leaving early.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say kickoff.
All the Chargers fans, they were just waving and laughing.
By the way, Charger fans? You know Charger fan? Have you ever met a Charger fan?
I know one.
They were in the stadium.
Yeah.
What a weird setup that was. So there's going to be Bills Mafia breaking tables all over the place coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. So again, to summarize Jelani Tavai.
Yep. They're the Lions.
They're the Lions. So just wait for it. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Uh-huh.
Also, there's a reason you guys are fans.
Right, because we're slow. I get it.
You're not qualified to do the job of Jerod Mayo, which you might be right about. I'm not as qualified as Jerod Mayo. But is Mayo qualified for the job he has?
No, he's proving weekly that he's not.
I would say he's not. He's more qualified than us, but we are definitely not qualified to be a head coach. Neither is he.
There's so many pet peeves in this statement to me. Like the Lions thing I've been on for the last like 6 weeks because people have been pointing that out. Jerod Mayo pointed that out, for God's sakes. They're not the Lions. There's a million reasons why they are. Jerod Mayo coach is scared. They call Dan Campbell Dan Gamble because he goes for it on every fourth down. So their strategies are opposite. But I also lose my mind when it's the only pro athletes can talk about pro sports.
Yeah.
What?
And again,
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Know their place. So again, there's a reason you're fans. You're not qualified. He appreciates you.
No, he doesn't.
At times.
At times, sure.
And you need to, again, Nick, know your place.
Yep.
You fans.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
Okay. So that was a whopper of a statement today from Jelani Tavai.
Incredible.
And the real issue with it is Gerard Mayo's been empowering these players, right?
Yeah.
So Dietrich Wise can say, you're spoiled. And Daniel Aquale can come out and say, guys aren't giving effort. And I don't even remember anymore. What did Godchow say with us earlier this
year? Godchow said guys were playing selfish or something along those lines.
Yeah, right. We thought he was talking about Keon White.
Yeah.
So like all these...
Keon White said they need to make changes.
Thank you.
So it's funny. It used to be the wide receivers. The wide receivers popped off for the first half of the year.
Right, that's
true. Best hands in the league.
Yep, yep, yep.
Bugatti in a carport. Like they went nuts. Every week was a new wide receiver thing. Now it's the defensive. It's like the front seven. It's going crazy. These guys can't get out of their own way now.
And so, look, another problem of Mayo's. And I am not sitting here going, it never would have happened on Bill's watch because players popped off under Bill.
No, and it was ugly last year. Let's not forget
that. Were horrible last year. But a lot of people want to do that. If you want to do that, fine. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, another problem for Mayo is you're going to empower these players, and this is what you get. They are now calling out your paying, or used to be paying, customers, Robert.
Uh-huh.
You're hurting your own business on top of it. And you have this nobody. What did you say earlier today, Keith? You wouldn't recognize Jelani Tavai?
If you bumped into him at a Dunkin', you wouldn't. If he was waiting in the line for the mobile order, you'd be like, yeah, out of my way, sir.
So I did the math on Jelani Tavai today. We actually have an update on his record, but it's a loser comment from a loser player. This is Jelani Tavai, his career record year by year.
Yeah.
3-12-1, his rookie year with the, ironically, Detroit Lions, Keith.
Nice. See, they were building something.
He was 5-11 in year two with the Lions in 2020.
Extra couple of dubs.
Then he left, came here, they got good, the Patriots got bad. Year one, they were actually okay.
No, they were.
10-7, they lost a playoff game, so 10-8, if you will.
Was he a part of the big free agent signing class? I mean, he wasn't really.
I don't think so.
But he came. So his first year was Judon.
I'm also giving him credit for 10-7. I think he only played in 13 games that year. So I'm giving him credit for the full team's record.
Yeah.
8-9 in 2022.
Well, he's also a clubhouse guy.
Yeah. 4-13 last year. 3-13 with probably another loss coming on Sunday.
Ew.
Add all that up. He has played 100 games in his career, counting the playoff game. He's won 33.
In 2021, he had 14 tackles, by the way.
Got it.
Yeah, so he didn't really play much. He's become, because of like Bentley's injuries, he's become like their leading tackler now.
Loser comment from a loser player. Noah on Twitter has one-upped me.
Oh, really?
He went back to Jelani Tavai in college.
Okay. Why not? You got any high school stats?
He was 25-41 in college.
Well, so he's probably used to the booing.
That is a career record of 58-106.
He's like, enough is enough. I've been booed the last 10 years of my life.
But I got to get lectured by this guy.
Yeah.
So, like, look, it's America. He's allowed to feel however he wants.
Feel the way you
want to
feel.
Call out the fans if you want to and say, you should be with us and not against us. Like, go ahead and do it.
Honestly, though.
But get ready to deal with the blowback. And no. Mike Reese predicted an apology before the end of the day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if we got one. We got a scripted answer reading off the hostage notes from Dietrich Wise earlier today. I bet we get a scripted apology, hostage apology from Jelani Tavai.
Like, save it for the group chat. Like, if you're Wise and Tavai, like, this is, again, you and I aren't explaining or telling them how to feel because I don't want them to tell us how to feel, right? But it's, is this going to benefit you? Is this really helping you? And Gerard Mayo actually came out and had a decent enough answer being like, these guys are trying to defend me.
You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's do that.
I actually think this is
shockingly good answer.
No, you predicted this. You're like, if Mayo's going to be good at anything,
coach him up on how to walk it back.
Coaching up a player on how to walk back a stupid comment.
That's a sweet spot.
That's Mayo's specialty.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a PhD in this. So here's Mayo earlier today.
Do you have any reaction to the comments of Jelani Tavai? May not deliver you this morning.
I've handled that internally. We had a conversation about it, so I'm going to keep that in house.
After
I will say this. Look, for the fans, I've said this before. I'm a fan of different things too. Like, look, no one's happy. No one's happy with our record. No one's happy where we are right now. And the fans, look, they pay the bills and they come in here and they demand us, demand us to go out there and perform well. And we haven't done that this year. So, look, I understand.
After comments that were made by Devon Godshaw and Dietrich Wise earlier in the week, did you address the players about how they should speak about fans?
No, I've talked to the guys about how, you know. Look, they're getting caught up in trying to defend me. And I've told them, look, I appreciate it. But at the same time, the fans are, you know, the most important thing here. And they want to see good football and they want to see wins.
A little bit of edge there from Mayo.
Yeah, nice. That was, he nailed it. But, might be the final time we hear from him, but that was nice.
No, but that actually, it's the first time.
Yeah.
that, and I will say this, actually worked for him.
It panned out because his first short answer, you're like, okay, whatever. Okay. And then he don't, but then he kind of clarified it, and it was a good answer. And this is one of those times where
I will say this, fans pay our bills. Good. That was the first time I will say this worked out.
And
for
even
him.
If you don't mean it, it's such an easy thing to say yes. when you're like, oh, the fans are the most important thing. It's like every single time a guy gets on the microphone, I'm like, we have the best fans in the world. Like, you can't all have the best fans in the world, but you say it, it's easy. People eat it up, and you move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so much dumber to, like, just poke the hornet's nest and be like, hey, know your role, and you got to either be with us or against us. That also happened preseason, and I don't think people really blew it out of proportion because it was a rookie, and it was sort of, you know, in and amongst a bunch of other things going on. Jalen Polk was basically like, we know what people are saying about our receiver room, and you're either with us or you're not, and, like, don't jump on the bandwagon later or something insane, like,
okay, Jalen.
What?
I won't jump on the bandwagon.
But yeah, this team, start to finish, tip to tail, has had issues just saying, putting their foot in their mouth.
They have. So, look, Jelani Tavai, say whatever you want. But if you want some PR advice, don't say that. Don't call out the fans and call them, as Dietrich Wise did, spoiled, and say you're not qualified and everything else. Just, you know, say whatever you want.
Stop it.
But if you don't want to deal with a bunch of blowback and creating a headache for everybody and putting out fires, little PR tip. Don't tell fans to know their place. Let's go to the phones. Red Dog is in Boston.
Red Dog.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Red Dog.
It's not more dog-like.
So the current situation of the Patriots, in my opinion, falls on ownership, soft coaching, and undisciplined players. Ownership has done nothing to improve this team. You hire a first-time head coach and surround him with the worst players in the NFL. Then you hire a first-time head coach, and you compliment that first-time head coach with a first-time defensive coordinator and an unsuccessful offensive coordinator. And then a problem I have with ownership is you sit in your luxury suite and complain about the play calling. We all saw it versus Arizona. You publicly bash your team and your coaches, and that's the example that you're setting for your team. So why wouldn't the players lash out and do whatever they want and say whatever they want if they're not being held accountable themselves? They're not holding their coaches accountable. The coaches aren't holding the players accountable. It's a crap show, and it's going to continue to go this way until ownership does something different, whether it's sell the team, sign better coaches or better players, and it's just going to keep going on. There needs to be serious change, and they need to remember that this all happens because of the fans. The fans are the reasons that you guys have a job. The fans are a reason you guys get paid. So do your job, win games, and enough of the crap, because we're tired of it.
Why are there dogs barking?
Where you go, Red Dog?
I mean, he got him.
He bit him.
He's going to get after you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get Red Dog going like that? You start poking Red Dog a little bit? All he can do is lash out at you.
Robert Kraft might as well be a mailman.
Oh, yeah, he's a big bone.
I got to be honest, I zoned out for most of that call because it's not how I expected Red Dog to sound. It's the first time we talked to Red Dog, I expected I was a little distracted by how Red Dog sounded.
Red Dog.
Yeah.
People bark at you a little bit. You're not going to bark back?
No.
He just went right into his take.
No, I mean, it was a good take. I listened to the second half of it.
More or less scripted than Dietrich Wise.
Still less.
No, Red Dog, call anytime. That was good stuff.
Red Dog, that was good stuff. I never talked to Red Dog before.
Yeah.
I expected him to be, again, more dog-like.
A passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.
Where my dog's at?
Yeah, is that what I did? Yeah. I expect like the late DMX. I'm not sure what I expected, but something like that. The late Earl Simmons.
Zevon Gulligan calling.
That's Mad Dog, not Red Dog. That's Mad Dog.
Red Dog beer still a thing,
dude? I hope so.
No, I don't think so.
I haven't seen it in
no
part of the pun. I haven't seen it in a dog's age, but that was popular. They had good commercials. Not to give away too much of the keys.
Yeah.
Do you know what a baby buffalo is called?
I don't.
Red Dog.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
No.
Red Dog.
No.
Yeah. Look it up.
Stay tuned for the keys.
That's a tease. That's a keys tease. That's all that is.
Is Red Dog? I don't think Red Dog's a beer anymore.
It should be.
I feel like they were advertising around the time of Bud. I think Bud Ice is still a thing, right?
But with the Penguins, remember?
Doobie.
I love those guys.
That was all around the same time, I think. I don't think I ever had a Red Dog.
No?
I don't think I ever had
a little before our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before my drinking times. Derek is in the car. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show.
Thank you.
First of all, I think every Patriots fan would kill to have a 3-13 Dan Campbell. Gerard Mayo is the most unanimated coach in the history of the world. We're not biting any kneecaps. We're not biting any ankles. There's no fire. There's no passion. I think we all got fooled on this.
It doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
None of that. They're very different. You know, that's true.
You call them soft. Don't walk it back. This team's as soft as puppy crap. Like, give me a break.
So,
all right.
Reese.
Gerard calls that timeout.
Gerard Mayo should not be a difficult name. I don't know why. He played here. It should not be a difficult name.
Maybe they'll fire Gerard and keep Gerard.
Maybe. He walks in. He's like, guys, you fired Gerard.
Gerard.
This is Gerard.
Gerard's back.
Gerard's out of here. So Reese wrote about this today, the soft comment.
Yeah.
And I think the hit is out from Mike Reese.
It seems like it.
He says after those comments, there was a group of 20 or so reporters in the postgame interview room turning to one another as Mayo's session ended. There was surprise at how direct and biting his critique was, something Patriots media had not seen much of in the prior 24 years. So veteran reporters were very surprised at how Mayo handled that. He was not animated. He wasn't loud. He wasn't Dan Campbell up there. But he ripped into his team. And between that and calling out Alex Van Pelt a few weeks ago, you said it, I didn't.
Yeah, that was bad.
Those are the two toughest ones to come back from, I think. Even more so than Burn Some Cash. He's had a lot of hits this year.
No, I know.
But even more so than Burn Some Cash.
The player one, calling the player soft, and to the caller's point, once you walk that back, now you've pissed off everybody. Because there is a sense, probably,
you said it, I didn't.
Of some people that are like,
that was bad.
Hey, he's right. They are playing soft. It's like, well, then the next day he tries to walk it back. But now it's like too late for everybody else.
Right. You called them soft.
Yeah.
And all the fans who agreed
with you.
We can't
even stick with it.
Now you're like, no, they're playing soft. They're actually not soft.
So now everyone's against you.
Strike that from the record.
And also, Mike Onwenu, when we talked to him during the season, he said that Mayo didn't say that to them first.
Correct.
So Mayo didn't. It's not like he addressed the team and then went out there and said what he said to the team, which I feel like Bruce Cassidy did a lot with the Bruins. He'd probably rip guys in the locker room and then go out there and be like, yeah, DeBrus stinks.
Mayo didn't do that. It's a good point. Like,
what I would say is, look, we're a soft football team across the board.
So you say that to...
But they didn't know that.
The whole world, in essence. You say that to the whole world before you say it to the guys in the locker
room. It's a
global game. Mm-hmm.
And then those guys find out about it later. And then maybe, those guys didn't think it was the biggest deal in the world because they obviously... at least played for him. It was actually after that they had probably, their best three-week stretch of the season?
Yeah.
They won two games. They lost in overtime. Like, that was where you're like, all right, maybe they can at least be competitive. And then things just completely fell apart.
Trust, I was saying those same things. Yeah. I'm like, okay, it looks like they haven't totally tuned him out. And you got the Arizona game and then this debacle this past weekend against the Chargers. And now you have players calling out the fans on top of it. And Mayo is somewhat to blame for that. You want to usher in a culture of players speaking their minds. This is what you get. 617-779-7937. We have all your phone calls there. We'll get to Alex Van Pelt, who I think said goodbye yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it.
He was supposed to join us here today.
He is not.
On a Patriots Friday. He won't be. Coincidence, I think not.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point this year, I think there's a lot of questions where teams only win three games about job security and coaches.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, for yourself, how you do that at this point? Do you expect to be back, next year? And, is it a distraction at all?
No, this is the business. We all signed up for this, and you win three games, it's tough, obviously. And, the thing that I can hang my hat on is that this team has played hard. There's not been any game where they've not put out their full efforts, and that's impressive. I know it's easy for a lot of teams, and I've been around teams that were out of the playoffs and kind of just cruised to the end. We're going to try to finish strong. We started fast. That was my message to them. We started fast with the win. Let's finish strong with the win at home in front of our crowd. But whatever happens after that, we'll see. I would love to be back. I really like the organization. I like our guys. I think there's stuff to build on there. But again, that's out of my control.
Van Pelt yesterday. I do like how he referenced the crowd. Hey, let's win one in front of our home crowd.
Yeah.
Crowd's really loving you guys at this point in
time. Third time in 2 years. You can grab a home win.
Well, meanwhile, you got Dietrich Wise and Jelani Tavai calling out the fan base, calling out the crowd.
Yeah, other players calling out players.
Yep.
Then you have, yeah, players calling out the fans. So it's like it's a whole thing. You had coaches calling out coaches at one point. Alex Van Pelt has been the most professional of all of them.
Yeah.
And he's been the one that has done his job to the best of his ability, maybe even a little bit above what we thought going in, or certainly above what we thought going in.
He's better. I don't know if like the offense by itself is better than I expected, offense, but he's better than I thought he would be.
Like, we can't go crazy. The offense ranks 30th out of 32 teams in points. Now, part of that was Jacoby Brissett.
I was
going to
say, it's been better.
It has.
Since May got in there. And that's really what I'm talking about. The offense was unwatchable when Brissett was out there, but it turns out that was more Brissett than it was Van Pelt. And so I've said this a bunch. If Van Pelt is part of a blow-up, which is what the Patriots should do, Mayo's gone, Wolf is gone, Covington's gone, Van Pelt is gone, bunch of the players are gone, fine.
Yeah.
Like that, then I'm fine with that. Van Pelt hasn't been so good that he should keep his job at all costs. I don't think he's been great. I just think he's been better than all the other coaches. If he's the one scapegoated and he's the only one who loses his job, and I think he's losing his job.
I know.
If he's the only one, then that is not fair. That is not just.
No, it doesn't make sense, but he almost, in a way, he kind of has to go. Right? Like, so we've defended him. I think he's done a decent enough job. But the reason why I say he has to go is the team is so bad and they need to make massive changes and the head coach needs to go. So you can't fire the head coach and then keep the offensive coordinator and bring in a new head coach and be like, that's your offensive coordinator. Like, unless your next head coach is like Kevin Stefanski. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fair to the next head coach to be like, you have Van Pelt.
You're keeping him.
But you also can't just keep Mayo and then only fire Van Pelt, I don't think. I don't think that's enough. I don't think you're going to look at that and be like,
oh, fans, I think that might make fans more pissed off.
It will, but maybe that's what, if the Kraft say, hey, we're going to get rid of both coordinators and Elliot Wolf. Like, let's say they're so dug in on Mayo that they get rid of everybody else around him. Oh, okay, in that scenario, he's also gone. So it's like and I think he knows, like you can hear it in his voice yesterday. You can see it in the way he ended his press conference. Like,
you want to hear the tail end? Okay, so that was about his job security. It's very quick. I thought this was telling. This is how Alex Van Pelt wrapped up his press conference yesterday with the media.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. Really, thank you.
And it's been a blast. Love coming to work every day.
That is a farewell. Yeah. That is a goodbye.
Man, it's sad. You know, it's sad. But he's had the right approach. I feel like the whole time he got called out by his bosses on television in front of millions of people, and he was just like, yeah, you know, like,
the head coach said, you said it, I didn't. Yep. After the game, and he's like, yeah, I worked for coach. Yeah. He cleared it up with me. I didn't even know about those. Like, I don't believe any
but
of
it's
that.
Also, no,
he's a human being. I'm sure he's pissed about all of it, but he played the media game.
Yeah.
And he kept it buttoned up.
All the reports about Alex Van Pelt before he got hired here have been confirmed.
Yeah.
A great guy. Everybody gets along with him.
Yep.
Like a pro's pro, both as a player, like a backup quarterback for the majority of his career, and then as a coach. So if he gets, or kind of when he gets let go by the Patriots, he'll be a QB coach somewhere. He'll be in the league next year if he wants. Somebody will grab him.
Right.
I mean, not as an offensive coordinator.
No.
But like somebody will take him.
Will anyone take Mayo?
No.
Not for anything? Not for a head coaching job.
Well,
not for a coordinator job.
Maybe one of those fake consultants. Remember when the Eagles brought in Patricia?
Yeah, or like what Vrabel just did last year in Cleveland. Could somebody bring him in to be like an advisor?
Sure.
Bill won't bring it. He can't even go to UNC with Bill. He can't even do that.
He can't do that. And I'm trying to think, like, who else is even in the league anymore that is like a Patriots guy? Like, there's less of them, right?
Yeah. Based on their track record, I would hope they would stop hiring those guys.
Like,
yeah.
Would Casario bring him to Houston as like a... Does he want to be the linebackers coach in Houston?
Yeah, that's probably something like
Casario
what he could
do. Might be interested, but that'd probably be it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to be the get-back guy on the sideline for Bill O'Brien, BC?
How about be the get-back guy for Georgia?
Yeah,
they could use a guy.
They need one. They absolutely need one.
Their get-back guy.
I had no idea that was a rule.
What, you can't tackle the ref?
If the ref runs into somebody, it's a penalty.
Yeah, but he was over the line.
Okay.
He's barely over the line.
It's a little...
He was over the line!
The kid's in the wrong place.
You
lose or walk on like you're in your jersey with no pads. Like, you're never going to sniff the field. Like, get the hell away from there.
It's a giant white strip for a reason.
That's right. It is a little soft by the ref to throw the flag there, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah,
it's a little
everybody's kind of a loser there, right? The kid violated the rule, so the ref can throw the flag.
Yeah.
It's soft for the ref to throw the flag on that.
Yeah,
But Bill O'Brien, I don't think he's popular with Bill O'Brien either. But Bill O'Brien might need a get back guy. Those are important.
As somebody that was on the bench quite a bit in college football, they'll holler at you to get back. They get back. You're too close. Keith, you think you're getting in? You're not getting in. Back up. Take a step back.
These are the refs or these are the coaches?
Coaches. Like, assistant coaches usually would be adamant, especially when, like, the ball was coming by or, like, refs were in the area because the refs were always, like, they needed their space.
Yeah, Jerry Glanville.
Lions crew.
Yeah, Jerry Glanville said, you need a get back guy.
You did.
Gotta have a get back guy.
All they do is holler at you.
Yeah.
All game.
Did Mike Tomlin get flagged when Jacoby Jones ran by and he tried to trip him?
Yes, he did.
I think he did, too.
He did.
That would make sense because he's, like, basically on the field.
He was on the field. Yeah,
well, and he was looking at the – this kid, in fairness to him, wasn't looking at the ref.
Yeah, he's looking at a big play.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a moron. I don't think he did it on purpose. Tomlin clearly did it on purpose.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah.
That's true.
He tried to pretend like he didn't, too.
617-779-7937. In a related story here on a Patriots Friday, here's how our coordinator series goes. A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We have three coordinators that join us. They go in a rotation.
I'm not big on titles, but...
Alex Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington,
DC,
Jeremy Springer,
STC.
Then it repeats.
OC.
Alex Van Pelt,
yep.
DeMarcus Covington, Jeremy Springer.
That's all season long.
That's how we've done that all year.
Well, week two on.
There's been a few bumps.
They took the bye week off.
Not a snake draft.
The order never changed.
Good point, Bill. Not a reset.
Thank you. Right. It does turn over. It goes back. It starts over again. We were scheduled to get Alex Van Pelt today, and in a related story, we are not. So that's a man who I think already has his pink slip or at least understands what's going on. He said goodbye to the media yesterday. He is not on this show today.
And they're throwing him a bone. They're like, you don't have to go on with Jones and Keith. You can't work here anymore.
It's a golden parachute is how they refer to that.
Yeah,
is what that is.
You're
the
gold watch.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice farewell present. You don't have to talk to those two
instead
morons.
Instead of 10 minutes talking to Jones and Keefe, here's a box for your stuff. He's like, what?
So Jeremy Springer will join us later. We also have Keefe's keys, grab bag, all that good stuff. Let's get to some phone calls here. John's in Attleboro waiting patiently on our Red Sox conversation. Go ahead, John.
Yes, hi. I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to talk about the Red Sox, and I have an idea, and I just want to throw it by you guys and see what you think.
Okay.
I heard you guys earlier saying, you know, if they're going to spend $600,000 for a Soto,
$700 million.
Okay. Yeah, $600 million. Yeah, whatever it was.
$700 million. Yep.
So, anyways, my thought is right now. You've done well with the pitching staff.
$78 million.
You've done well what? I'm sorry, John?
And you've done well with the pitching staff. So why not sign Pete Alonso?
There it is. Pete Alonso is the name.
$5 million.
We were waiting for Pete Alonso was the name we were waiting for there.
3,700 flying squirrels were captured in Florida.
No, that's not it. So Pete Alonso?
Pete Alonso in or out? In.
Probably out.
Why?
Tristan Casas or Pete Alonso?
Why not both?
Oh, okay. Where are they playing?
You can't do both?
Where are they playing?
First base DH.
What about Yoshida? No, shouldn't the plan be to eventually move Devers to DH and not keep acquiring DHs? They have like eight DHs on the team.
But it's a big right-handed bat they'd spend money on.
No,
I'd
that's
be in.
True. Okay.
And even if then you trade Casas for a pitcher, I don't love that plan, but okay.
Are you still in on these Mariners guys?
I'd keep both, yes, but not Castillo.
Okay.
Like Casas for Castillo? No, thank you.
Casas for Kirby,
yes.
I'm doing that.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Back to the Patriots phone calls. How about John in Rhode Island? Hello, John.
Hey, guys. The show. I'm just picking up the slack for Santa. I love football just like you. I'm interested in football.
Here's what I got to do.
Horrible, John.
We got to put John back on.
Yeah, we'll get John back.
Rob's in Narragansett. Hello, Rob.
Tough phone, John.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, we started out this season thinking that the defense was the stronger side of the ball, right?
Right.
And, I had high hopes for the defense. I knew the offense was in shambles due to their player personnel. But the most surprising thing to me is how the defense has now become a huge liability. In fact, I concur with your thoughts regarding AVP. He's actually done the better of the coaching jobs. When you look at Mayo and the defensive coordinator and the defense as a whole, they just steadily regress.
Well, and Rob, not to play this game either. I know a lot of people want to do it. But this is one where you do look at Bill and go, Bill got more out of most of the same players.
Yeah.
He didn't even have Gonzalez for a full year.
Right.
You know, you can play the game. He had Barmore last year. They haven't had Barmore this year.
Yeah, Bentley, Peppers. Like, there's obviously guys that are here,
but
there.
Gonzalez
whatever.
Is the best player on defense. They didn't have him for much of the year. They were way better on defense last year. Yep. Bill got more out of the defense last year. True. And I think you can explain away why they got a little more out of offense. They changed quarterbacks. I don't know how May would look here. I don't even know if they'd take May if Bill were here. But that is fair to look at that and go, Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington could not get the same out of this defense that Bill did last year. That is fair to do.
Like, did the defense have three good games, I think?
Bears game.
Bears game was great.
Bengals game.
Bengals game, the win. And then, I mean, I don't even know if you give them credit. Remember that
ugly Dolphins game?
Yeah. That was more of the offense on both teams.
And
I think
played Tyler Huntley. Yeah, I'd say two good defensive games. Bengals is a great game. Bears is a great game. What was it?
Yeah, the Bengals.
Yeah.
Those are the two. You started with one, and then since then you've only had one.
Well, they started fast.
Yeah, then you beat the Bears. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But they lost to the Bears, who are in the middle of a, are you ready for this? 10-game losing streak, and they fired their offensive coordinator the day after you beat them.
Yeah, and the Bears just scored 3 points against the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football or whatever it was last week.
They're real bad.
So they're bad. They do that against a lot of teams.
They
that
fired their
OC,
and they're about to fire their head coach. Yeah. That's the team that you look good against. Yeah.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here coming up. We mentioned Christian Gonzalez, snubbed from the Pro Bowl. We have thoughts on that. Plus, it's Patriots Friday, still scheduled to be joined by Patriots Special Teams Coordinator Jeremy Springer. We'll get to all your phone calls and the Gonzalez snub next.
Everybody's up in arms about Christian Gonzalez, including you. Christian Gonzalez not being a Pro Bowler. I'm sorry. Cry me a river. Look, he's a good player. If he was on there, I wouldn't say anything about it. But the AFC is freaking brutal for cornerbacks. And I do think Christian is going to get there. But this is what happens when you're on a suckbag team, on a suckbag defense. Pat Surtain, who's the best corner in the game, probably. Derek Stingley Jr., who I think led the league in pass breakups. Marlon Humphrey, who I think is phenomenal and had a better year than Christian Gonzalez. Now, Denzel Ward in the fourth spot, you could definitely make an argument about. He's damn good. I don't think it was a gross injustice that Christian Gonzalez was not named to the AFC Pro Bowl team. It's a really tough, crowded field in the AFC.
Bedard says it's not a gross injustice. Christian Gonzalez left off the Pro Bowl squad.
No, he was great. It doesn't help when your team sucks. Like, he was great individually, and he had some good games against really good wideouts, but when you look at some of the corners that made it over him, and he rattled off some of the names, like, they're pretty damn good, okay, and they're on better defenses.
Denzel Ward's team sucks.
True,
and he's in.
True.
Now, but he Sertan's has a track record.
Automatic.
Oh, no. Stingley, Pat Surtain, yeah, greater than Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
Stingley, I got to be honest, I don't know. I
a lot
didn't
of pass
think,
breakups, apparently.
I didn't think he played great against the Pats in that game.
No, he was one of the Derricks on the field.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, he's got that going for him.
So, you know, I don't think it's like, I'm not outraged Gonzalez got left out of the game. I would have assumed he'd get into the Pro
this
Bowl.
This happens, though, it feels like.
He should make it over Brendan Schooler. Like, if the Patriots are going to have a Pro Bowler, it should have been him, not Schooler.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, name the second best special teams guy.
I couldn't.
Right. But I think
they shouldn't even go.
But there is something about this where guys don't get in right away with the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, Brian Thomas didn't make it with the Jaguars. But he's had a much better year than Zay Flowers has. But they kind of reward, not that Zay Flowers has been in the league a long time, but they're more likely to go with a more veteran guy than a young guy. And so maybe Gonzo's sort of like next man up.
Yeah.
Our friend Jermaine Wiggins actually made the same point about himself. There were a couple of years where, if you look at the numbers with the Vikings, he probably could have been a Pro Bowler. But because he hadn't been a Pro Bowler, they went with, I forget if it was like Bubba Franks or Jason Witten or Crumpler, like a guy that had made it before. And a lot of times guys voting, they go with the more household name than the guy who actually had the better season.
And, right, I mean, it's up to the players, or at least it was then. Now fans get a vote, right?
I think it's fans, it's players, maybe coaches for this one, which is why when the All-Pro, which is more important, when that comes out later, I bet Gonzalez has a chance at that.
You think he has a better chance to get, like, some second-team All-Pro votes than make the Pro Bowl?
It was like Rodney Harrison, and for different reasons.
He also could still be an alternate. Like, this is why I'm definitely not up in arms about it. He probably still is going. It's not even a game.
No.
So he's probably still going to get in.
I don't care about the game part of it, but I care, like, you know, at the end of their careers, we look back, like, was the guy a 8-time Pro Bowler or a 0-time Pro Bowler? So all this stuff matters for these guys. And he had a Pro Bowl-worthy season.
Do you think if he gave stronger answers with Jones and Keefe about
probably
how he's been grading out poorly on PFF, not getting enough vote. Like, do you think if he was a little stronger with us? We tried. I mean, Christian, we tried.
He'd get more steal a spooch from.
Wouldn't tell us that.
We'd see.
Wouldn't even
who
tell
asked
us.
Better questions, Jones or Keith? Like, do you think if he just just answered some of those?
Sonny, just throw that out there on the radio waves, who he'd steal a smooch from. Next thing you know, boom.
Next thing you know, people are like, me too. Yeah. I like the cut of that guy's gym.
Yeah. No, but maybe that special someone out there hears it, and you have a love connection.
Well, maybe that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift situation, as we told him in real time.
And they're still going great.
That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that could have been. Kelce, I think, is the top vote getter for the AFC, if I'm not mistaken. You know why?
Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have played the game, Christian. John is in Rhode Island.
He's
still
back.
Waiting patiently. Your phone better,
right, let's
John?
Let's hear it.
Guys, can you hear me or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was in the elevator picking up Santa Slack. My bad. So I just want to say I'm very interested in football, love football just like you guys. I just want to say thank God for fantasy football and the red zone, because the Patriots would give up a chunk play for rushing. They get set, have Drake May give up one or two seconds for Drake May. It was awful product to watch. So I'm thankful for fantasy football and red zone, because the Patriots product was not football to enjoy.
Okay. I'm not very thankful for my fantasy football season.
Were you thankful that we went back to him a second time? I'm kidding, John. I like John.
Good caller. Maybe not the strongest effort, but good caller. I was thankful for fantasy football this year over the Patriots. Not a great year for me in either, but...
No, my big takeaway really...
You have a better record than the Pats? More wins than the Pats?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, my team sucked this year, but it's better than the Pats.
You had Saquon Barkley.
I wasn't in dead last.
At least you made a nice move, unlike this GM.
That is true. I drafted well.
Yeah.
You know, injuries get in the way. I don't need to, bore you with the details. But, this year, and most of it is because I watched so many Patriots games, but even some of the other games, one of my big takeaways every Sunday night, Monday morning, was how obsessed we are with football, because overall the product kind of stinks. Like, there's so many bad games
even the Chiefs. Just look at the
Chiefs.
That's
what I'm saying. Even the good teams. Now, certainly the Patriots, you watch it and you're like, what did I just do for 3 hours? But yeah, even the good teams, or the on paper what the good matchups would be, you watch them and you're like, oh God, this isn't really that good either.
Yeah, no, it's true. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to work our way through your phone calls. It is a Patriots Friday, which means we're scheduled to be joined by Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coordinator. It was Alex Van Pelt's turn.
No, it's not today, though.
He won't be joining us today, which I think is interesting.
Springer?
And we also have Keith's keys.
Oh, yeah.
To Patriots and Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for all of that. It comes your way next.